Hey, and welcome everyone listening to this podcast from whichever part of the world you are from. At the time of recording this podcast, I'm indoors due to the coronavirus, and if you're listening to this podcast years from 2020, just know you're part of history as you listen to a podcast recorded during the world pandemic crisis of the coronavirus. Anyway, nevertheless, let's dive into the first episode of our podcast series, The Daylight Robbers, recorded from the 21st of March 2020. It was a sunny morning on 17th of March 2020. I received a phone call from an unknown number at exactly 10:02 a.m. East African time. I'd worked until midnight the previous night as I had to present the late night love show on the radio. I was a little exhausted and was woken up by this particular call. It sounded as a friendly chat as this person called me by my Christian name and introduced himself as Patrick, who formerly worked at Stanbic Bank but now working with World Food Program. I had trouble remembering him because I was super sure I didn't have a friend like that. Anyways, thinking it was a friendly call, I didn't bother so much until I suspected this could be what I could be thinking, and so I put my phone on record. So what you're about to listen to is a phone call recording of me speaking to Mr. Patrick in quotes, that I started recording midway when I realized this could be something dangerous. Welcome to the very first episode of our podcast series, The Daylight Robbers, where we expose con men who confuse the public on daily basis. My name is Joshua, your host, the producer for the podcast, and the victim of this scam. Listen and learn.
Open what you call Tinder food. Yeah, Tinder food.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the food you normally pack in tin, right?
Mm.
And it's applied to those people who are always in refugee camps.
Mm.
But when we are packing that Tinder food, there's some food preservative that we apply in that food in that it can stay for a long period of time, eh?
Mm.
Yes, now for the moment we have only the lecture. Actually, he has spent 1 week here in Uganda.
Mm.
But on his coming, he came when we are having a lot of food to be packed, but the preservatives were out of stock, eh?
Mm.
Yes, now this gentleman wanted to go back to his home country, Germany, or South Africa, to purchase the preservative. But I convinced him, I told him, no, sir, even in Uganda, we can access the preservative at lower prices, eh? Mm. So now you ask about the prices of the preservatives. You get my point, eh?
Yeah.
But of course, as you know, we black people, white people, I never told him the exact price they are selling at the moment, eh?
Well, at this point, I now had my suspicions, but I decided to play along.
And the fact is, we had a company that has been supplying those preservatives. When we last purchased from the company, each liter of the preservatives was at 3M, eh?
Yeah.
But I told him that each liter of the preservative goes at 3.5, eh? Whereby I have a commission of 500,000 on each liter, and we need a quantity of 80 liters, eh?
Mm.
So what I wanted, since this gentleman is very green, any person I introduce on this side is the person who's going to be working with, eh?
Mm.
So what I wanted to introduce you to my director, that you're the supplier who has been supplying those preservatives to us. And the fact is, you will not reach at the camp on the current prices of the preservative, since he's having an urgent meeting at the Desert Breeze Hotel. So for him, he wanted, before we settle from this side for the meeting, that side of Desert Breeze, he wanted to first talk to the supplier to confirm that the price I'm telling him, of course, it is the same price the supplier is telling him. Eh?
Mm.
Meanwhile, what I wanted is to give you the specification of the preservative, I give you the location of the camp, and then I give you their contact, same. Eh?
Mm.
Then with that information, I have to first use my question in the ask you, then I saw the number, then you talk to him as the supplier from that camp. And so, meanwhile, can you get a pen and paper?
Okay.
So now you've got a pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay, it is fine. Now I want to start with the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Chan General Supplies Uganda Limited. C-H-A-N.
C-H-A-N, right?
That is Chan General Supplies Uganda Limited.
Mm-hmm.
That is the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Dealers in food preservatives, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Dealers in food preservatives. Okay, their location, it is in Namuru industrial area.
Okay, sir.
Location, it is in Namungo industrial area. Plot number 169, that is on 7th Street.
What number?
And plot number 169.
169?
On 7th Street.
17th Street.
Definitely, that is the main office. Then they also have their stores in Gulu.
At this point, Mr. Patrick thought I was actually in Gulu, a town in the north of Uganda. Wait and listen carefully later on how he actually messes himself up.
Those are the stores where they are located. So write the name of the product. Called food preservative stock casoline liquid.
Food preservative?
It is called food preservative stock casoline liquid.
By the way, I figured out there is no food preservative called casoline liquid.
Then you need 40 liters from Denmark and another 40 liters from Sweden, making a total of 80 liters in black. That is the total amount you need purchased from the company.
40 liters from Denmark and 40 liters from?
Sweden.
Sweden.
Making a total of 80 liters.
Okay.
Then you write the temperature of the product.
Mm-hmm.
It should be 48 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
You're done?
Mm.
That company, it is a combination of Chinese and Indians. Yeah?
Mm.
But they have a sales manager, he's a Ugandan, he's called Said Tilesigwa. He's called Said Tilesigwa, that is the sales manager of that company.
Said
Tilesigwa.
How do you write that?
Tilesigwa, okay, it is T,
mm.
I,
mm.
B,
mm-hmm.
E,
mm-hmm.
S,
mm-hmm.
I,
mm-hmm.
B,
mm-hmm.
W, A.
W, A.
Yeah, that is the name of the sales manager.
Yeah.
So now, before I give you the contacts of the sales manager of that company, I want you to read through what you've written. In case of any mistake, I make a correction.
Okay. Company name, Chan General Supplies Uganda Limited.
Okay.
Dealers in food preservatives, location in Namungo Industrial Area, plot number 169 7th Street.
Okay.
Wool stores, the products are food preservative or cast line liquid, 40 liters of Denmark. 40 liters from Sweden.
Okay.
Which is 48 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Chinese and Indian company. And sales manager is Said Teresigwa.
Okay, thank you very much. Now you've written the information. The contact number, it is 0394-812-405. Yes, read again the number.
0394.
Okay.
812.
Okay.
405.
That is the number. So now, this is my humble request, my brother. Eh?
Mm.
Remember, like when you're working with the whites, you have to be a little bit organized and smart. Eh?
Mm.
So now we have to first confirm from the company, we get to know whether they have the 8 liters in their stock. Eh?
Mm.
And that is a brand of Denmark and Sweden. Eh? And what is the current price per each liter? Because our last purchase from the company, each liter of the preservative, it was at 3 a.m. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
That is 2 months ago. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want you to load some credit of your time. You call Mr. Said, the sales manager of that company. Eh? You try to show him that you're just an individual buyer or a new client. Eh?
Mm.
You want to know whether they have the 8 liters in their stock and what is the current price per 8 liter. That is the brand of Denmark and Sweden. Eh?
Okay.
And then you get back to me. I brief you. Then I phone number. Then you talk to my director as the supplier from that company. You get my point very well.
Mm.
That we have to first confirm whether those people from the company, they have the 8 liters in their stock. That is the brand of Denmark and Sweden, and what is the current price per each liter? Eh?
Mm.
Then you get back to me, I brief you, I forward your number, then you talk to my director.
Okay, though I'm still in there, I don't know if I can get airtime right now.
Okay, now I would have sent you airtime, but you know, with this side we are in a remote area, eh? And of course, for us, they just load for monthly, so I don't have an access of getting the credit to send you.
Mm.
So, what I'm requesting you, and the reason why I'm telling you, you tell Mr. Said that you just a new client, eh?
Mm.
The fact is, I got a misunderstanding with him. Eh? Last time we had a procurement of 50 liters and I was targeting a commission of 14 a.m. Eh?
Mm.
Then I told him that when my director reaches at your company, you tell him that you strictly need the payment by cash. Eh? So now, unfortunately, he told my director that we strictly receive by check payment. But of course, you know, the check takes much time to mature. When check mature, do you know how much money deposited on my account?
What?
It deposited 3.7. That's why I never wanted him to know that we have been booked up, but I just barely pass it. Most people know that the commission on top. So I have told you that when you're talking to him, show him that you're just a new buyer, an individual buyer. You want to know 8 liters and their stock, that is a brand of Denmark and Sweden. And what is the current price per liter? Then you get to know how much you are targeting on each liter. Because I told Marika that each liter of the preservative is at 3.5, eh? Whereby I'm targeting a commission of 500,000 on top per each liter. Eh?
Mm.
So that's why I want you to confirm whether they have the 8 liters in their stock and what is the current price per each liter.
Okay.
You just get back to me. I brief you. I told you number. Then you told me director as the supplier from that company.
All
right, meanwhile, I want you to confirm immediately as soon as I hang you up because the gentleman is on my neck. Want to talk to the supplier?
Okay.
Okay, confirm immediately now. Okay, it is an engine office line, eh?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you call now, right?
Yeah, let me just like give him this guy a call now.
Okay.
I'm going to call Saidi, right?
Oh yeah, call right now. You wait him now.
Okay.
And so we come to the end of episode 1 of this podcast series, The Daily Drawbacks. In the next episode, I will call the salesman, Mr. Saidi, and don't miss to find out how our call goes like. Please share this podcast with your friends and family such that they do not fall victims of such scammers. Please follow me on Instagram. My handle is Joshy Josh Official, and on Twitter, Josie Joshua. See you on the next episode.